there
Eighth
yet.
grader. Yeah,
That's
it's
all.
weird. It's wild, bro. It's wild. The cops
It's
are
a
gonna be
boring
busy now.
concept.
It's I find okay, fine. It shouldn't be in, not encouraging drinking and driving because you're gonna go to a liquor store. But I just find making things so convenient can I don't know. It's too late for that argument, I guess, right, Craig?
I feel like this is how it should be, but there's an argument on both sides of that table. What about the workers?
That's true,
What
right?
about the LCBO? I think, personally, the problem you run into is that people are just going to start yanking shit. Like the gas station, he
You can
doesn't
do
need
the.
that on his plate. Like at least the smokes are behind him or her.
Yeah, they
You
usually
go
locked
ask
up
for a
before.
pack of
Yeah, you got to work for it.
Laurier.
Nobody really does that anymore.
He's
Yeah,
got
yeah,
control over that. But you go in there's just a big treasure trove of beer.
And it's far
What's
away
going
from the
to
cashier. Yeah.
stop you from just yeet? He's going to be like, hey, come back.
The policy should apply. Same thing for the LCBO to liquor store where you're not supposed to chase them. You're supposed to be like, you're allowing it.
You allow it.
Because I've seen those videos of other people just walking out. And I'm like, man, the crackheads, that was their thing. They're taking the jobs from the
God
crackheads.
damn it.
Craig, I miss the days you see like a dude that his face is all chewed out, tons of sores, but he's wearing like a nice bomb old leather jacket.
Got to
And you're
make
like,
use of a lot of
yo,
pocket space in
you were a
there.
roadie back in the Craig's like
Yeah,
functional. Or the long coats. Oh man, once you see him pull that rack of ribs out of his track pants, you're like,
the
ah,
whole rack of
he almost
ribs.
made it. He almost
That's
made it.
a
He doesn't have a home. Where was he gonna go cook that?
good point. It's a good point.
That's where the art of bartering comes in. Oh my goodness, Craig. Craig, how we sounding, bro?
Sounded pretty good so far. How was the
Hey.
last mix? You heard that scratchiness at the beginning?
Yes, I thought it was a ca I don't know if it
It's the
was the cables.
cables.
Okay, or
Yeah.
me. I was thinking, oh yo, was it me or was it the cables,
No, it's the
right?
cables,
So we
man.
figured we're gonna go back to getting some cables.
Gonna have to drill some holes in this
Did
table
you
to
see the
see
mic I
fit.
sent you?
Pretty dope.
That one?
No gold?
No, it's
Nah, I
not
just play.
cash. What was your beef with those? Is that a sign of cheapness?
It's
Put me
not.
on. I feel like
It's
you
not. It's
fucking with
not.
me. Is it too late? I can't swear yet. We'll edit that. What was it? You saw the mic.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I test it out, see if we can rent it.
Yeah, because it's 40 bucks.
Yeah, see if we can
Yeah,
rent
you
it.
might just
Maybe they
get it
have it.
and
Or is
try
it
it.
like maybe Long and McQuaid doesn't have it?
It's there, Mike.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it was one. It's there, like, because they're getting rid of a lot of the inventory stuff, right? So
It's worth a
I
check, man.
walked in and I was like, what does all this stuff look like? We need one of these,
Worth a check.
or it looks like one of those, right? So I'll probably, yeah, you're probably right. Just want to see how it's
Fuck it. Let's
that'll
try
be a
it.
good testing.
Yeah, let's try it out.
Knock that off,
Quality of
man.
mics is getting good for the money. The price point's getting
Yeah,
pretty good with
and I've
that,
seen
so.
those ones before.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes, man. Ooh.
Gather
Whatever's
round,
going.
y'all. Gather round, y'all. 73, y'all.
Ooh, getting old. I remember the days. You
Man.
said Mama Craig was over?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah. She had
It was a
nice
good
drink.
visit. Yeah, it was a good visit.
Mom.
I hadn't seen her since we got back. So she was like so adamant that we see her once we got back from the honeymoon. And I
Yeah.
was like, yo, retired. We got to get reset for work. Like, not the time. You know what I mean?
She still kicked the door down?
No, it's okay. That's why we did this week still.
Oh,
That's why
okay.
we
That
did
was
this week.
last. Okay.
Yeah.
This was this.
Yeah.
That's
She
all
wanted to
right.
see us like as soon as we got back. She's like, let's go for brunch. I want to hear all about it. And we're just like,
So you're saying you're still like decompressing from all that stuff, you think?
It took us like, this is literally the day after we got back. She wanted to chill.
Yeah.
And it's like, I need at least a week to get everything
Yeah.
back in
No,
order.
that okay. That's
Yeah.
what I mean
Yeah.
from
We come back. There's
planning.
no food cooked. You know, we got to
Yeah.
restock. We got to do
Life
laundry.
fucks again.
Yeah. I got to check on the fish. One died, by the way.
Oh
Not while I was gone, just
no.
yesterday, unfortunately.
Sorry, Craig.
It's okay.
R.I.P. Craig's
I
fishes.
haven't named them, and you don't get
That's
as
good.
attached when you don't name them.
You should name them when they die.
These were, one of the fish was like pregnant or something. I don't know. It's a whole thing. It's a whole
Wow.
fucking thing.
It
It's fine.
didn't and it didn't no? Okay, all right. We're getting too dark and don't
McGluggin
too
was a
deep.
deadbeat dad, man. McGluggin was a
He
deadbeat.
went for a pack of smokes, never came
He
back.
never came back. So
Yeah.
catch me at the bottom.
The best night I ever had to sleep was my honeymoon night. I passed out.
Really?
Yeah, because all that planning, everything else was
Oh,
like,
it's all a whirlwind
it's like,
finally
yo,
gone.
you're
It's like a weight
done.
lifted.
Yeah, you woke up the next morning and you were
Okay.
like, oh, I
Back
feel
to
like I gave birth or
reality.
something. Yeah. So you're back to reality now,
I'm
right?
back to reality.
Work still sucks. Life still sucks. Life is lifing.
That's it. Life is lifing hard, bro.
Shout out to Otani. Because just when I'm thinking, oh, man, I told Craig that you put his eggs in one basket. These things never work out.
No slowing down.
Steph Curry, LeBron James of basketball, my ass. But turns out that he did something that, what did he do, Craig?
So he's got 50 stolen bases. How many runs does he have? They call it these clubs in baseball. I have to pull up the stat, but he got his 50-plus stolen base. Hold on, let me check it out. All I can say is the Dodgers are getting every penny so far out of that 600
So far, they're good.
Oh, yeah.
They're broke even,
they're
probably.
Laughing, bro.
Yeah.
No one can stop this dude.
I'm looking at your hat here, and I'm like, wow, is that our new Transit Commission hat? That's a hat you bought from down there?
This is what I bought.
Craig stole the one hat they have. I'm bringing it back. Ooh, I actually messed up a lot of people with our last question of
50 home runs and 50 stolen bases in a season.
Nice. Shout out to you. Congratulations.
50-50.
Every time I see him, I thought they were going to be like, oh, he retired because it was just too much.
Nah,
but
bro.
Nah.
And this dude's about to come back to pitch.
Oh, he hasn't even started yet.
Yeah, this man is the definition of legend.
Form.
Wow. It's fucking
insane. From the question we had from the last pod, we're like, yo, if you're stranded on an island and you just happen to be with somebody else and you guys develop a romance, would you tell your significant other when they come back? Bro, I crushed like two birthday parties with that question.
What was the feedback?
The feedback is surprisingly a lot of the wives were like, yeah, I think that it should be fine.
They're like, laughing it.
And a lot of the guys were like, no, I'm not telling shit.
Ooh.
It was so weird. And I love the dynamic because a lot of guys were like, nope, because maybe some of them were in some situations before where they're like, yo, I'm on my last leg. She's not letting me get the, oh, you think because you deserve it, darling, you're going to get away with that.
I mean, you come home, right? It's your first day back. You know, you're just like, you got the fucking Wilson beard. What's that, Castaway beard?
Yeah,
you got a
good,
nice, fresh shave, you know? Everything's died down. What do? Yo, babe, turn on the TV. See if the football's on. Like, you can't just return to normal life like that.
You gotta call your girl her name.
You gotta talk about some shit. You gotta talk about some shit.
My stipulation was don't be thriving.
Don't be thriving.
Like, I don't want to get there and you have like a hut that's like has art.
Yeah.
I see the bed, the one bed you couldn't get to.
You want to see?
I see like I wanted to be if it was chicken cutlets, it didn't touch the sand. It was nothing fun. Yeah, I wanted to be uncomfortable. I don't want it to look like you guys didn't really have to come back. You had a garden.
No, lost on the island is the equivalent of the one night stand lasted whatever the duration. On the island.
They have one plate. Something's going on here.
You did that walk of shame. You know it. You did that walk of shame. I'm going to go get some coconuts.
Oh, man. All right. Enough living in the past.
Episode 73, Hidden Six. We're here to give you the latest and greatest. Let's give it a little break for the intro.
Post it up. Guys, I got to admit, just when I think I should quit drinking, Craig somehow finds a way. Mm-mm-mm.
Like when you said, did you bring me anything? I thought, not necessarily. The only thing that I was regretful and I will buy on my next trip is going to be habanero whiskey. That is something we are going to try.
Mm.
But
that's right up your alley,
That's right up the alley.
Yeah, Craig
got a little
Craig
shot
like
right
a,
here.
A plethora of things here on the table, guys.
This is up to you. I'm gonna give
Craig
you dealer's
all
choice.
Kinds of
so I got
here.
I got strawberries and cream. I got creamsicle, and I got banana pudding. All which are tempting options.
It's the strawberries are more like it's a given, right? Because everybody's had that, right?
I drank
creamsicle. I did mention the creamsicle is always a
I drank the butter pecan.
Yeah.
And I drank the blackberry moonshine. But you didn't really miss out on that. I'll let you know.
I'm going to run creamsicle.
Ooh, a good choice.
I'm
a banana drank fan, so I'm going to go for this.
Is there a code to this? Do I need to smash it in my forehead before I drink it or something?
Nothing.
No?
Things,
I need to
choke
something out?
No, they look at you like a pussy when you buy these. So don't worry. I did it for us. They like, really? That's it?
All right. So what? I'm chugging this?
That's it. It's just a quick little
cheers.
Cheers up.
Holy.
See how she goes.
Man.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm so mad that I drank this now.
I'm mad that you made me rush it too. Me too. I took a stop and I'm right. Some ice, please.
Damn.
This is what I imagine if they took like Bailey's and just made it with like all fruits. Like how China will take Kit, not China, Japan will take Kit Kat, commit wasabi, Kit Kat.
And flat I was like, bean. They have all these in big jars, but I was like, I can't decide. What? Yeah, they're all 2 6-size jars, but I'm like, I need to get all the samplers. I gotta. So next time I'm out, I know these are all winners.
Right? Make a trip, Craig.
Yeah, facts. We going to Buffalo.
Hey.
Episode 74, hitting 6 in Buffalo.
We heat it up right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, we got a lot to talk about. Just a little recap from our last segment. Rich Homie Quan did have his funeral. Funeral, and there was some controversy surrounding with Rallo, and they were saying that he was doing too much. Now, if you're at a funeral, we don't have to go over funeral etiquette because I'm sure that's common sense for a lot of folks, right?
Yeah.
But do you feel like if you were at a funeral for someone that you had beef with or you had squashed beef with in the past,
yeah,
do you have the right to talk about it? Is it like, is it okay? Is it PC to talk about it from your perspective? Or are you taking away from the moment?
Are you mentioning the loss? Or are you mentioning the fact you going to the funeral?
Rallo talked about how he got to chop it up and they squashed their beefs. And he said, I can't imagine what would have happened to me if I seen this man laid to rest and I hadn't a squash that with him.
I think he's allowed to reflect.
You think you're okay?
Yeah.
But like you're on IG Live too, though. This isn't like an aftermath. You're like, you're at the funeral. You're like, oh, there's his casket. Oh, I can't believe we squashed the beef.
So with that,
I feel like that's a bit much.
The reason why that gets weird is because he's like COE, content over everything, right? These guys, I can see where he's farming on that sense.
100%. And maybe, that's what a lot of people
are. And I think that's what it's coming down to. Like, you can't, it's like, not now, bro.
Yeah.
You could probably do your little thing later.
Yeah, talk about
that. It's in bad taste.
Flowers, you know?
Okay, I'm with you on that. It's in bad taste. It's in bad, at the moment, at the funeral.
Yeah. All right, yeah. So Mr. Dog Food, you slipped up a little bit. You got some answering to do for that.
That's actually a bit in big contention on my island as well, where a lot of people were like, where funerals would happen. Where the man then would pull up with the liquor and the ice box and be hustling Hennessy and stuff like that. Yeah, hustling rum, selling rum. So what do you think? And
that's a little grimy.
No, you can't be the 1-2 shot in the graveyard.
I'm not saying you can't.
My dead homie.
Selling it? That's a little.
There's definitely selling going on. Yeah. There's definitely selling going on.
Right? Over the top.
Where the vendors would almost like follow the funerals in a way, right?
Funeral is a hard thing to navigate because if it's something that you think the deceased would have asked for, everything goes. So if you think he's looking down or she's looking down on you and be like, yeah,
you would say no.
Don't. I wouldn't want liquor sold, but anyone who wants to get juice
I would have been like, you're wild out.
By all means, right? Just don't charge them.
Yeah, I want everybody in those Whippets things, the new Whippets.
Galaxy
Gas? Yeah, the new Galaxy Gas stuff. Yeah.
No, I'm staying far the fuck away from that shit. We have, you know, controversy on controversy to go off. But, you know, beforehand, how's everything been? You good?
I think I'm okay.
You good?
Yeah. Been
treating you well?
Last week, I got a little roughed up a day or two ago. I shucked that off, right? I had, I must say, when I used to watch, when I see movies and people say, you see the girl like, oh, every time I close my eyes, I keep reliving the moment. And I'm always like, dead ass. That thing, that shit is for real, Craig. Yeah, I'm trying to take a nap because even my boss was like, yo, go take a nap. I'm trying to fall asleep.
Yeah.
I'm so tired mentally.
You've been sleeping like shit too, eh?
Yeah. I pass out, but all I can see is me back to the event over and over again, different angles. Yeah. And I'm like, oh man. And I felt better the day after when time moved away from this. I was like, okay, breather. You know, everybody's sure everything's gonna be okay. It was more about my safety than anything else.
That's the most important,
right? Yeah.
Very few things that I classify as a nightmare. And there's really only one, bro, two things.
I see those videos of like, hey, look what these guys doing, picking this stuff up. And oh, look at them. Dun, 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 dun. Dropped in the smelter. Now him and the machinery are both in the molten lava, right? So almost be a part of that.
Yeah.
Like be the right in it.
Witnessing
and it. And then everybody's like, yo, you handled that like it was an anime. And I'm like, any time in my life, I would appreciate that comment.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go sit down.
But anybody who's around you's got to know, and they don't already, they need to know that you'd be the first responder in so many things. Yeah. I can think of so many bad events where Zane, if he was there, whether he was related or not, would be the guy to be like, yo, you're not going to go in there?
Yeah, I'm worried, though. I always think about that. Like, even someone, corner store, you go get these little drinks here, and homeboy pulls out a shot.
Hold up.
And there's going to be a second one. I'm like, bro.
Just opening the fucking pack.
One, does this have to happen right now? I'm like, yo, let me finish this stim gym. I just need to do the, do you have magnums? But I'm like, I would definitely think, I think you all would think that, Craig, whether or not you can take the guy.
So many times, yeah, but you don't have long to think in that moment. That's the problem, is everyone thinks this is some, like, everything's slow-mo, bro. This is like a 30-second, 1 minute.
Correct, that thing I went through was slow motion.
Yeah, facts, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all happening.
Yeah,
right?
Everything there. Was one, two, three. Yeah, okay. But I don't know, man. Stay safe, ladies and gentlemen, right? You don't have to mourn all the time on social media. I get it. A lot of people do not. They mourn differently.
Everyone.
If they call it. We gotta ease off of that, too. People can't always say you moan differently. That's up to the word like trauma and stuff. Do we got to start?
No. It's one of the few things where you actually can't be like, your opinion is irrelevant. Our opinion, anyone's opinion on how the next person mourns is irrelevant. Because at a moment like that, during a tragedy, during a bad moment, you should never be watching the next person and judging what they're doing. You know what I mean? That's how I feel personally. Like, if you want to be the all out fallout, oh my God, caught by the priest. Go for it, bro. This is your
rolling around in the aisle, moment, bro. Backflip.
You know what I mean? Or, you know, some people tucking that shit down. They're holding it down. They're slow.
And... If I'm the ops and I showed up and we squashed it, I'm in the background like Bruce Wayne. I'm in the background with the white black tie, white shirt, strung out look, just on the mountain while the butler's holding the umbrella. Are you ready, sir?
As long as you're not the one hugging the moms when you had something to do with it, that's the most foul in any scenario. Only them can be judged.
Those situations are nasty.
Only them can be judged. That's the difference.
And they go up to the coffin and do the...
Yo, rest easy, King.
Got you in the end. Holy...
Nah.
You sicko.
Haunting your ass.
Gun violence has been hot in the city.
It's hot out in general. Summertime shootouts is a thing.
Yeah, it's been getting rampant. I don't know what to say. Usually, what would you do if your daughter shows up and a guy has wick braids
Oof.
In?
Oof.
As I get out in my age, there's certain things you know. Okay, if as a parent, as a black dad, I know if I see my son rocking balaclavas. You know, I just shite the pool shiesties up and the Nike Tech suit. I'm going to start looking at how he's presenting himself to the world and what he, him or her, they want to project to the world. Once you hit the wicks, man, and they go big, like small one, big dookie one, you got to figure out what you're, come on, fam. So whenever I see the mugshot and it's a wick, you're like.
Called it.
Yeah, right. I've had to talk with my daughter. She's like, yeah, it's a choice.
Fair.
Yeah, right? Fair. He didn't even snazz it up. It wasn't even tips. No, I know, not making light. Two people died in this. The fact is that maybe I'm getting desensitized. Help me, guys. Help me, Craig.
I think it's many things that we become desensitized, especially in Toronto when it comes to the summertime shootings. Just in general, when it comes to the deaths. Like, New Year's comes around. There's always the shocking first death of the year, however it comes. And, like, first murder of the year. And to me, the difference between 1 and 100, there's not a whole lot. Everyone's desensitized between every single one in between that, and it's sad.
I don't hear the politicians talking up about it. It's about transit and traffic.
Big time.
Which I, oh man, to choose death or traffic is such a conundrum I'm stuck in, Craig. Could you imagine that?
Do I want traffic shootouts?
Or traffic?
If I could snap my fingers and fix one first, I'm fixing the traffic. No, that sounds terrible, but... I've affected millions versus, you know, I'm sorry, bro.
It's like, if you don't get me off the road,
I'm sorry.
There will be.
This is the next. Yeah, this is the next. Like, that's how I'm looking at it, bro.
Oh, man.
Driving and you kind of see either the person in front of you or behind you or beside you. And, yo, what I see more than ever now is two movements. The head scratch is the number one. Where everyone's on edge.
Just soothing themselves. The head scratch.
The head scratch. And two. putting your arm on the adjacent headrest.
Just sticking out. You adventure into the other side of the car.
You're on a fucking road trip. You're trying to get to work.
Trying to get to know the car. Get
in right now. This is ridiculous. What are we doing?
Manual. Yeah, it's bad. Like just on my way here, when I saw the one lane, when I saw the highway in a one to one lane, and it wasn't even one lane where it's just like pylons, where like, oh, they're going to move that at 6 o'clock.
It's no, it's barriers.
Blocks.
It's barriers.
Solid barriers down. I was crying for all those people because half of that I got to go face going back.
Too, oh, yeah. Right? Oh, yeah.
And I got a dinner tonight.
I'll tell you this much. Going back, you have a better odds.
I don't know, man. I might have to hit the GPS first just to see what to do, what to do.
I used the 407 for the first time in my personal vehicle.
You got the...
Nope.
No.
No transponder.
Yo, Craig's a rebel. Me too.
I was like,
You pay your
I looked at the traffic and I compared it to the 407.
Craig is still looking for me.
and my wife, she goes, yo, you could just take my transponder if you want in the future. I said, no.
Oh, you got a transponder on deck? Oh. But
this is how I describe the 407. For those of you that don't know, the 407 is a toll road out here in Toronto and the GTA. And what it is it's not owned by the government. It was something that was built by the government and sold off. And
to another country. I think it's a Brazilian company.
And it's now just...
Which is wild.
It's just an astronomical...
Imagine your street not owned by the people in your... Which is just to think about that.
Right, but the traffic is amazing. But they'll charge
you a street in another country. Craig, what are we doing?
Right, and okay, that's a whole different segment. That's a whole different segment.
Damn,
because I'm telling you, these guys, whatever they put in their contract, them lawyers are
ironclad. We'll find them lawyers.
Now, when she asked me, "You want to take the transponder?" I said, "No." I said, "You know why?" I said, "Because the 407 was the equivalent of trying heroin."
Okay, okay.
It was so good. I never want to do it again. Never want to do it again.
Touch the sky.
That's it. So unless it's like, if I can do, if the 407 is equal to 2.5 times the time that it would take me to get home on a regular route, I will take it. That's how I'm doing my rule now.
Craig,
in some cases, it's gonna be.
It's your gateway. If heroin as your gateway drug is crazy,
407.
You're doing Galaxy's trip right next because
right there.
You're gonna do it again.
I don't.
You're gonna do it again.
I've never done it.
Think about
first time, bro.
Snowstorm.
Yeah.
And guess what? You're right there too.
I know. I'm so close.
Snowstorm on the day, and you just like Ash is like, baby, I just want you to get home. It's the best. I know. They're like, baby, I'm coming. It's not the best feeling when you're like coming home to your woman is like when you're like it's a revenge of the world. Like fuck the world. I'm going home.
Yeah. No better feeling.
You're gonna get it, man. I'm telling you.
Hope not.
Yeah. So transponder it is for Christmas for Craig.
Willpower. Stay strong. Willpower.
As long as you pay them bills, because he'll come get you. Still knocking on my door. Oh my goodness. Whose door else? Who else's door got knocked down, Craig?
Got knocked down heavy.
Kicked down.
That was your boy Diddy out there.
Now, everybody knows by now that Puff Daddy has been picked up by the boy them, by the man them, 5-0-12. The other ops.
The official,
right? And he's been charged with everything.
He's got a huge indictment, bro. This guy got slapped with the longest extent of the law.
Yes.
He has been he's been charged with racketeering, sex trafficking, abuse.
Yeah.
Among many other things.
Yeah. Now, I would wonder, how come they didn't charge him for not using baby oil gel instead of baby oil? The oil seems so... That's a 90s. See, that's an old school in him. That's the old guy. That's
probably how he was taught.
Yeah.
That's how he was taught coming up.
I'm thinking they're about to say, oh, Puff Daddy confess, and these are the politicians that are involved. They're like, no. He had 1,000 bottles
literally
of lube.
Like 1,000. They counted. They categorized.
No, but it's isn't it like 500 lube, 500 baby oil?
Nah, they
it's one each.
The fuck out of that.
Oh man!
Every single bag them and tag them, boys. Every single bottle of
Johnson,
baby
Johnson
oil.
Johnson stock probably went to the roof,
bro. Like, yeah. In what world? I don't care what industry you're in. Not even the top percentile of OnlyFans content creators.
A bottle of baby oil lasts a long
time. Brazzers ain't even putting in an order for 1,000 bottles of baby oil. I'm telling you, fam, that is just unheard of. That is overly prepared. That is apocalypse preparation
and
for freak nicks.
Craig, you break out the baby oil.
Yeah.
You're not like just rubbing her shoulder and going to bed.
Facts.
Yeah, you have to be hydrated as hell to supplement the usage of all these babies, because you got to go to the end game.
Yeah.
We're committed all the way.
Right.
When
right.
she see you break the baby all out, she's like, yo.
We're taking it there.
Yeah. Really? Getting the baby? We're Let me stretch. Right?
Get a towel.
I've got to admit, do you think, I think you were thinking about something you were saying before, and I'll try to hold on to that thought. When you were thinking about how the art, some people, we don't get to think about how you get to grieve. And I automatically bring me to Puffy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you give a fuck about how he grieves?
About how Puffy grieves?
Yeah, how Puffy feeling right now?
Nah.
Okay.
Not right now. Not right okay. now. Because this guy has dodged so many bullets, man, both literal and metaphorically throughout his lifetime.
Yeah.
You've had these crazy highlighted incidents, you know, with Shine in the club, with J-Lo. The shooting.
50 said, hey, J-Lo.
People fucking mangled 50, for life.
50's not backing down, bro.
Now, like, it's surprising being that it was so quiet for so long. Like, either you had that hush money that whole time. Like, how is this just coming to light is what is confusing to me, right? Is this guy has still been in operation for decades, literal decades. And all of a sudden, something, he's either pissed off the wrong person, or, you know, just how social norms have gotten to a point where people on his level and stature can be prosecuted. Maybe that's what's part of it.
So you're saying that they had that someone decided enough.
Yeah, there's no way, man. And now they're coming out with the most outlandish shit.
Okay, because then a lot of... Okay.
Look, let's protect the national treasure here, shall we?
Okay.
If you deflowered my boy, Justin Bieber...
Oh my God.
If you groomed and deflowered Justin Bieber, you're telling me that whoever was in office at that time, if I'm the prime minister and I get word that Justin Bieber's getting fucking baby oiled up by fucking Diddy, yo, I don't care if we're losing.
We're coming to get
putting
you.
Putting our two subs on active duty, yo. We're going to patrol the fucking Lake Erie. We're out here.
Wake up the lake. We got Godzilla in the lake, yo. Here, Godzilla, let's go.
Yo, warm up the plane.
Yeah.
Yes, the one plane.
Yes. Dropping maple syrup all over the city streets. It's fucking everything up.
I'm just saying that the amount of allegations, it's a shame to me to see that it boils over to this point. And then when it's finally said and done, the amount of pages on this indictment, bro. Now, I know in high profile cases, that's kind of the way it goes, is that you really need all the things to boil over to really get them in the box. Really say, yo, not only do I have this, not only, and you have to just pile it on. I still think it's a little bit overdue if this is really what's happening, bro.
You think he's in the talk?
No.
He's not going to say anything.
Nah, I think at heart, Diddy's still a good
one. But I said, my name from Harlem doesn't.
To all communities out there,
got chat too much.
I say this and not try to offend anybody, but if I had to pick the most diabolical, I am going with the homo thug.
Ooh.
I'm going with that. The Gangstalicious? The Gangstalicious? That's the last villain.
That's you the want last one.
That's the final boss of all the villains.
They're gonna be sinister and finessing to the end.
Listen, I could put your contract on the shelf. I could put all your records on the shelf. Boom. I could turn you from an A-list to a nobody. Boom. But once you get that bottle of baby oil out and show me how real shit's getting,
bend the knee.
That's pretty fucking diabolical, right there, bro.
So you think he's not gonna snitch?
I don't think he's gonna have anything to say, man. Like, there's no way for him to throw other people under the bus.
When I say okay, so you understand when I say snitch, what do I mean for the world? When I say snitch, what do you hear?
Is essentially him telling his truth for one.
Okay, his truth as in
if he's guilty and if he's actually committed certain acts.
I'm not even talking about that.
Are you talking?
It was
about
funny. I
was there.
It you know what's funny. It's almost. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I don't care about him getting charged with the crimes.
Okay.
Because he's gonna get some and not gonna get everything.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
That is true. If you threw 50 things at me, only 10 of them matter.
Yes.
In the court of
right. In the
you're
right.
Gonna throw out X amount.
You're gonna throw all this stuff right
for the bigger.
And then somehow some plea deals gonna get introduced where. Yes. These are gonna have probably a couple packages, and sometimes it might not be in your favor because some people, like you said, you've been living your life.
Yep.
Weird, don't like you right now.
And at your age, if you're getting hit with 20, 30 in a plea versus whatever,
I mean, life is 20.
Life is life in the States.
Life is life.
Yeah, he's in there till if he gets life or if anyone gets life in the States,
it's a wrap.
Unless they stay up for parole in a certain amount of time. But
now I've heard the argument of the prison that he's in. And I've heard the argument. Some are saying, oh, it's rough. Some are saying, yo, enough man them get kicked out, enough man them drop out there.
Mm.
Some are saying, it's where the celebrities go.
Okay.
I wonder what celebrity prison. I saw Ak doing the menu. I was watching the menu and it's like, yo, this shit might be all right. But when you see it, it's just red gruel versus green gruel.
Brutal.
Versus purple oatmeal.
But you know he's not getting that same treatment. I've seen so many videos of things.
When you say same treatment, what do you mean?
Stuff gets into prison. So at the end of the day.
Are they still, but they're still going to.
Of course. Yeah. If you're going
to. What justice is that?
Nah, that's
gonna Craig, happen. Nah, nah. You that's fuck. You, you're not serious. You really think that they're going to still smuggle like steak tartare for Puffy?
Yup.
What?
Baby oil.
Am I that? Am I that naive? Baby oil
brought in.
He's in the corner like half.
Trust. They'll get it in.
What if he has eczema and that's his thing? Actually, baby, probably you can't go too crazy with that. But okay, Craig, that's a new one you introduced me to.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Okay. Next level.
Okay.
They're equating him to this as Epstein level shit. What do you say about that? Now, with that also mm-hmm. comes into back to what I was saying. Forget about the actual crimes. Mm-hmm. It's the other people that he's implicated within these crimes.
Yeah, it becomes a big deal when it
the
talks
people
about
that are in the room
yeah.
that have seen things and could say things, right? Because I'm sure they've had a I'm sure they got a roster of hotel maids and all that.
Yeah.
All you guys have seen is Puffy hugging up with all these big celebrities for
yeah.
years.
Yeah. Is it Epstein level? Yeah.
People are saying, don't let him out here go commit suicide. They put him on suicide watch. Then yes, they're saying,
they did.
What about them killing him? Because Epstein was on suicide watch and I think he died like an hour later.
Correct. That is to protect some serious secrets right there. So this is a matter of who he's planning to talk about. If he's putting other names out there, that's the question and tale. Like, it's Epstein level, bro. It really is. That whole thing, just what you said, when they talk about putting him on suicide watch, first thing that comes to my mind, that's exactly what they did to the next man. And I don't know what to say for him, man. I mean, I don't know what.
And imagine people like coming that. Out of the woodwork that wants just to get a slice of it. The people that are going to lie and
yeah.
still get away with it.
Yeah. If I'm in the industry, right? If I'm a conglomerate, if I'm somebody who
when
who's who? Yeah, honestly, in the next
yo, decade, get him, Craig.
Right. And all of a sudden, your life's on the line now. If this man talks. And you have position, you have influence, you have power. Are you not going to cover your ass? Because there's a lot of grimy people behind this curtain, man. There's a lot of griminess behind this curtain.
I think it was just like, and
if he's the fall guy, great.
But then it's like, bro, you were wilding. No, it's just a moment of how aggressive it got, where it just seems so fanciful, like
it escalated quick.
Yeah. And the years, we're looking at the span. It's not even like, oh, in the past couple months. It's just so, all the things that are going to happen beyond this, it looks crazy. I don't know if you think names are going to drop. You think celebrities are going to fall? No.
No.
If you think Puffy's going to, I.
That's why he's not going to say nothing.
You messed me up because you said he's still going to get his steak tartare.
I think so.
I believe that he's going to be like, yo, I'm Puffy in jail.
He is.
You guys sent me here to beat some ass? Oh, that slipped out. Pause. Sorry, I'll stop. Anyhow, he's going to be living his best life probably.
He will be, unfortunately.
But I know he has culture shock. I've heard stories of people being with him and his hand. There's a story of a dude said he went in someone's back, one of the bags to get some money and he touched some change and he got creeped out. So I'm figuring there are mental things you're going to develop, mental kinks you're going to develop of
they're
not
with that.
Yeah, washing hands. You're going to be like, yo, shit. And guess what? The guards will be like, yo, guess what? The toilet's broken and it's going to be like that for the next 3 months.
Take that.
Yeah. We're going to come until the stuff starts running over the brim.
Yeah.
Then we'll just unlock the valve and let it run out. Give you another month of that. Right. So
I feel like it's just such a part of the social norm right now where all these people are getting their business outed like that. And it's crazy because this has been going on since the dawn of time, you know what I mean? And now all of a sudden something's in place higher up the food chain where either a certain group is not having it or the pressure is mounting to deal with it. Maybe it's because of social media and the way business gets out there.
Who are these people? Do we ever hear the names?
Oh no. To me, these are all kind of like that whole shot.
But no, you hear big names like big record company guys, but then you, it's starting to make you realize them guys ain't it.
No.
It's a dude you'll never hear. You'll never know.
Could be.
I always see those videos of like drunk people, like there's a video of drunk girls talking shit to a dude walking to an elevator, but then he owns the building and owns the next six blocks down. Oof. But he just comes in like in a regular shorts and flip flops and just like,
reaction.
He's like, I'm just a man walking in the elevator. Please pay me no mind. And they're talking shit. And it's just, there are people out there that the level of money is on a, it's just.
It's a scale we can't. What if there's a vigilante? What if there's a vigilante that's fucking balling like that? What if there's one of these.
Like a rich Elon, but cool.
It's like Batman.
No,
like pedophile chaser Batman.
The problem is with the pedophile chaser, the pedo Batman. Jesus Christ.
I can't think of a cool superhero.
You just messed up Batman. You just messed up Batman for me. Because all he does is lurk.
No, that's it.
All he does maybe is lurk.
All that extra money he's putting into is having these people in check and making sure that they get their comeuppance, right?
You're terrible.
Yo, if you really like, if you're in that game and you really want those cows to get theirs, you know what I mean? You got to play the long game.
The latex?
You got to play the long game, bro. Like, you might not get him now. You know, maybe it's something petty. Maybe he snubbed you.
The problem is, I'm thinking with Pedo Batman, is that because he's Pedo Batman, he's going to have an ego. He's going to have an alias. He's going to have to be seen or shown.
He has to be in the scene.
He's going to have to have some, like, when Prince changes name into a letter.
Yeah.
With people that are insane like that, there's no way the world, they're not gonna let the world know on some level, what if it's a pseudo personality.
Yeah,
right. The worst thing Elon Musk had ever did was make himself known. He should have came up with an alternate personality. They'd alternate
be like
ego
doom.
or the guy that created Bitcoin. But anyhow, that's a different story.
I'm just, it's right up there with all those conspiracy, man. The tinfoil hat is real. So
do you think they're gonna get him? Do you think the option of Puff Daddy fake life and no lifing himself is a thing?
No.
It's not a thing?
No, sorry. I'm going to say they don't get him. I think it is a thing. My bad.
It is a thing.
Yeah.
It is on the table. Yeah, it is a possibility.
Epstein, McAfee, the guy that did the antivirus that got fucking off too. There's a lot of people, obviously, that have come under this umbrella.
Did Aaron Hernandez kill himself?
Ooh.
He did. He was in the bin.
He was?
Oh.
He was?
Oh.
So what I think is the elites, now conspiracy theorists gather around. We're going to have a little chat right now.
Nah, it's not a conspiracy. It's real news.
It is. I think when it comes to the elites, I don't think Diddy's on their level.
What, like they're above him?
Think about being a peon to an elite.
Yeah, of course. There, though, 100%. Hey? Like, 100%.
Right?
I'm thinking,
so that's why I don't think he gets the full treatment.
I'm thinking past the elites.
No, he doesn't touch their radar.
You're saying the elites at the top.
They're saying who?
We've never heard of it.
Exactly.
Because to be honest, I have fucked around a lot of rich people. You ask them a question, and they'll look at you like you're an alien. Just letting them know how broke I am, right?
Sorry.
I'll ask
one day.
Because I'll try to communicate. That was when I was younger, right? I will try to communicate, and I try to give like a pop culture reference.
Okay.
Oh, what do you guys think about such and such? And they're like,
never heard of it.
No, we don't watch TV.
Right.
Oh.
That's how I feel in this scenario. that's exactly how
when people like collect the family start telling me, yo, we don't watch TV. And this is like, granted, we're talking this a couple of years ago, but still it was a fact of letting you know that we're not on that frequency, right? So we would apply that to the elites that you mentioned on that level.
Because I think it's an extra burn to whoever's getting it. Is that?
And you're fucking up my human drug smuggling ring right now.
Facts.
You're putting, you got to relax.
I think that is the case where they don't even land on someone's radar and that pisses them off too.
He was the ultimate, yo, go home.
Because he might be thinking in his mind, yo, they're going to do me like they did homeboy. And then they don't come. Imagine that. They don't come. How does that make you feel if you're on that level, right?
I was expecting him to start giving those kind of narratives.
What? Like,
yo, this is the Matrix. This is the Matrix.
Okay.
Right? Okay. A lot of these guys do that. So that's a very great area. It's good that you're right, because a lot of guys who've, let's be honest, the guys that we think that the government would off them because they're going to just get too many people messy.
Right.
We expected that.
Right.
Right? And those people acted as such. They're like, yo, they don't want me to say this shit. you already know I know too much.
That's it.
Puff Daddy never gave the inkling of, yo, no, he's like, no, I'm Bacchus, the god of food and good time.
Exactly.
And wine, right?
And when so, you treat him with the silent treatment, you're like, damn, I'm gonna just, this is it. Like, this is my story. This is how it ends, bro. They're gonna talk about Diddy from 1990 up until
yeah, but with all the
story cut.
With all the nasty shit, Craig, he's lived a thousand lives,
bro. Yes. Yes. There's no
that giant bed. You seen that bed he has in the yard?
The whole
are you getting
thing
in that
is
bed, Craig?
Disgusting.
You're not gonna go get in the bed?
No.
Did he, we show up at what's it called? Magic Island or whatever? Nasty Island.
I can only think of it in like a wholesome sense of a Diddy party. And again, let's foreshadow here. I can only think of this in a wholesome sense where like there's a bunch of baddies and I'm just me.
No.
Doing my thing.
You and your girl like, there. You and your girl are there, I'm right? Saying, you like, showed up. She's like, I'm going to the Puff Daddy. We should ask her, right?
Hey, come down here.
You go to the you let me go party by, Puff Daddy party by myself. She's like, nah, you can go get dinner
no,
by yourself.
No, but essentially what I mean from that is like the evilness is there. That's what's being presented. And it's like any LA party. I could picture myself at any LA party. There's strippers. There's porn stars. There's people who are the who's who.
Nothing's you know gonna surprise saying? Me now. If it ain't a freak off, if it's not a 300-foot bed,
please tell me, Zane. There is one. How many bedrooms this mansion got? 50? You want to call it 50?
Who's to 30?
Okay, 30. Yeah, I'm gonna get to tell me, one out of these 30 is a wholesome room, please?
No, because you have
that one.
Because every room has multiple cameras with multiple angles.
I'll be in that room. That's fine. But can some wholesome shit go down? I'll be. Oh, that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. Implicate me. That's okay. Release it.
Shower leak with it. Your clothes on.
Yeah, do it. Leak it.
Craig, you don't want to be involved. Craig, have you went to pretty? You went to
a Diddy freak neck?
Yeah.
I haven't been to no freak offs.
You sure?
No.
Craig, if you're a new cop in the news, you don't tell me. I'll be very upset. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think I'd be overwhelmed at one of those parties.
That he didn't invite me. I would have been like, yo, listen.
No, I think first off, the hors d'oeuvres. I'd be like, yo, you see this, bro? You would have handed out.
Yeah. Why is everything shaped like dicks? And look at here. Craig's like, tastes great. I'm like, great, don't do it.
Don't eat it. It's not
great. Now, could you imagine, ready for this? I imagine Diddy's freak-offs as a league. Oof. And could you imagine he got MVPs?
Oh, 100%.
He got all-stars.
100%.
Rookie QBs.
In a grooming world, it is such a sinister world. Such a sinister
where
world.
He's like, yo, the guy that's more freaky than me, I'm flying him in tonight.
Come out. You
to blow all the
party.
What?
Okay. Yes, that happens. I'm just praying.
So I can't have an orgy now without like all kinds of licenses and stuff.
There's got to be sign-offs, heavy sheets, man. Lawyers on deck, bro.
Tell
you.
There's also a conversation where we got a little serious here in regards to statute of limitations.
Right.
Right, where I hear a lot of a side narrative where a lot of guys were like, yo, I'm kind of nervous because even if things seem consensual at that time, they might not have actually had that discussion.
Might not hold that weight right now.
And now they're like, if somebody just wants to like,
if someone wants to fuck with you,
they
can put your business out there.
And literally have legal rights to
100%.
Fuck your life up.
100%. That's why you need hush money.
No, Craig, that's not that.
That's why you need hush
money. No. When you get hush money, that's when they come get you because you have that money to have hush money.
Nah.
They're not going to come get you when you're broke.
You ran out of hush money or you pissed off the wrong people. One
big
of the
to
two
fail.
Happened.
To, big enough to get canceled,
one
right?
Of the two happened, man.
Jesus
Tell
Christ,
it, bro. Man. Tell it. I really pray that.
I'm scared
fucking
to get a bubble if I go to a party.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. You don't know what the repercussions
are.
What it cost, right?
If your bubble not taken, I should take your number. And the lawyer calls her the next day.
Oof.
And he's like, I looked at him, but I didn't say yes to dancing. I just kept dancing and he just stayed. Yes, there was contact, but I didn't move. I was in that space before. Listen, man, gray area aside, it's rough out there.
It's going to be a very long, drawn out fucking process too before they actually get to the bottom of this. I know those are
it pisses me off. It's so nice. It's like, you know, you throw it out as a souvenir and make candles. Yeah, I don't know what to do.
I think that these fucking processes get so drawn out, man. But again, you can't deliver justice for what's been done over the course of 2-3 decades, man. That's so difficult to do, bro. I think getting the justice for the victims, if that's what it comes down to, man. Like, if I'm a victim of Diddy's shenanigans, how do I, you know, like, him being locked up ain't even enough for them, man. That's what I'm trying to say is, like, you know, he's living good in there. I don't think that's enough peace and justice for the person that
you want
to
see head victimized. Roll.
Yeah, you got it.
What if you see, like, yo, two senators' names get called? Yo, Senator so-and-so, you're like, you're not going to fall for that? What would be enough for you? Imagine if Diddy was involved with all the presidents, all the big heads. Like, he takes down 20 people
right.
that are, like, heads of, not companies, but industries. The Zuckerbergs and all those guys, they go down. You get ultimate justice. Would that be enough?
No. I feel like for me personally, I'd be a petty victim where it's like, I want my justice.
Wait, what does your justice look like?
My justice is like heads rolling, like you said. So a lot of victims are going to say, as long as it paid it forward and it avoided the next me coming along the way, that's where they would say, you know what? We made the difference. We got justice. Me, I'm petty like that. I'd be like, yo, if this dude...
Craig's like, nah, I want my 40 mil. I was there.
If I seen the 1,000 bottles of baby oil, man, and this man's still fucking... If he's taking in my oxygen, we're going to have a problem.
So you want him to get the chair?
Yeah, I would prefer if that was the case.
And is that on the table?
True. No, unfortunately not in New York. You're right. Zayn had texted me. He said, I don't think he can get the chair. I said, proverbial chair.
Yo, frying Puff Daddy is crazy.
That would be... Not ironic? No, that's not the right. It's meme-worthy for sure, though.
Injections, you'd be down.
Oh, the memes.
He'd be like, yo, give me more. Looking at a Crypt Keeper. That's all you got. Baby oil. No.
Yeah, I hate to see it. I think.
But what happened to, sorry, if people said, what about the big pedals out there? Not the bigger ones, like the scary guys. We know there are other people doing this.
Oh, way worse. Way worse.
Why it stops here?
It doesn't stop here. That's the problem. But it's another...
I think that's the justice you're talking about. You're probably... You want to see other...
That's how
Yeah, not just it. Because you went to the party. No, you right. want to see other guys. You're like, yo, I knew it.
Right.
We've heard about you. What's his name? Coach for the Patriots?
Belichick?
I hear you, wild boy.
What's his justice?
No, was it him I heard him, a wild boy. Some of these guys, no, is it Jerry Jones? Which one of these guys, the owners? Yeah, I'm not going to say anything. I don't want these guys to come get me. Craig, if they come get me, see, I'm talking like that because I'm talking like the guy where if you hear Zayn ends up his car in a lake. Yeah, I'm already giving you guys hints. Yo, I might say some wild shit sometimes. If my debt seems like, yo, what?
Yeah.
Trust me. Ask all the questions.
I'm advocating, bro. Like, I'm straight up. I'm the guy that's going to pull up Google Street View for you and be like, yo, on this day, Zayn was here. But if you look like, over here,
oh shit, this
what else was going on?
Where Mr. Shades caused that big ass guppy, but he tends to never going to get him. This means something.
You know,
there's a giant six burning at the beach. I fry you right up, ruin your marriage because you're just going to rack your
right
brain.
Here at this exact
moment. Yeah,
you know who they cannot get. You know who at this point is starting to look untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
Even by Diddy, he's untouchable, bro.
Go on.
Diddy and a bottle of baby oil got nothing on your boy Trump.
Now, Craig, I say this. One thing I've learned about Americans: they're terrible shooters.
It seems that no,
don't I don't
that,
know.
No, listen. We at the Hidden Six do not endorse all opinions.
It's better let the high school kids do it, okay? Because they might get. Listen, when you see a lot of people are like, "Yo, this guy's a plant." Do you think this guy's a plant? Or no, you're like, no, this guy's a wild guy going right.
I'm fucked. Like I'm mind fucked because I thought the first guy was the plant, and now I'm like, on the golf course sounds pretty real. Like Zayn, if you were to go, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You were to go. Not that I wish that. On the golf course sounds pretty inconspicuous to me. If they said Zayn was lining up for this sick ass tee shot on a par 3 and as soon that fucking driver cracked that ball, you heard the
wait,
and
was
my
that a
man
hit?
Just dropped. Not literal, no.
That'd be poetic. Don't kill me poetically, dog.
Why?
Don't kill me poetically, dog. Because no one's going to remember. It's just going to be between me and the shooter. The whole world's gonna be like, oh yeah, they'll blow his brains out. My boy's gonna tell you the score. They're not gonna say anything.
All
right. Your security really sucks if the dude's been living there for a couple of days, ordering Pizza Hut, and he's in the fence. It's just such a And think about it, knowing that the assassination attempt happened however long ago, recently still.
Yeah, it's only months old.
You think that your security team would have a better...
Yeah, you're on high alert.
Drones.
Anything.
You can have two drones circle the block, bro. America. Yeah, heat.
You got some shit we...
You could have a one dude with heat vision just looking through the fences every half an hour. I'm like, yo, that bear's eating a hoagie and wearing a checkered jacket, right? We should check it out. So, I thought it was fake.
Okay, so you're maybe on the other side.
Thought it was fake because I thought it was because what they people said with him and with Kamala Harris, that she bodied him. And after the whole, you know, they're eating the dogs and the cats, which my island now, the DJs have made into a drop.
Actually?
Yeah, when it comes to when they're dropping, putting like the Bad Mind songs, like the op songs. They're like dogs and the cat. And it's just, it's so cold, it works. It works. But to say this, I thought it was him doing that to get sympathy. I thought it was like a bad chess move. A lot of people are saying Trump is going to win. I don't know why, if they're just saying it just to just poke me. What do you think?
Throughout my drive, may have been through the wrong states. Can't tell you. But the overwhelming amount of support for Trump is there.
Yeah.
I can tell you that. And I know a lot of it's campaigning and propaganda type shit, but there is a lot of Trump. We saw one county that was pro Harris. One. And we drove through a lot.
Damn. Trump
the fuck out.
You put your Harris bandana down real quick, eh?
I saw.
Craig got his Harris baddie tee.
We went for this barbecue, right? And it was like, not the hood, but the equivalent of redneck hood. There was Trump signs all over the place. There was an upside down American flag. We didn't understand the reference. We Googled it. That's a reference to the election being stolen and it being like a stolen valor kind of situation. The no trespassing signs on the lawn. Like, you knew you took a wrong left in Albuquerque at that point. But that barbecue was fire.
And you want me to go? See how Craig trying to get me in trouble.
That's where you got
to
go. Yeah, just come with your boy. You'll be all right. Don't worry. He's with me.
Speaking of trouble, biggest side note, we're going to get back to this moment, but I have to do this. Guys, Craig tried his best to keep me away from his best friend throughout the way.
Yo, at one point I was literally standing between
you. I can see it in Craig's face. Craig's like, I don't want you two to hang out. Because me and him somehow we started getting into gambling.
Yes.
And how our strategies and what we're making.
Oh, I'm not surprised at all.
Craig, your dude reminds me of Colin Farrell. And the dude that played is it Will Ferrell? Not Will Ferrell. That Irish guy.
See,
where he just looks like he's always like he owes the mob money. He's still trying to scheme.
I think
because his next scheme is gonna be the big one, and I love it because he's such a. I'm looking. I'm like, bro, you could be in any movie I want right now.
Facts.
And it got so weird. He's there and he's so hype. And Craig's like, no, no, no. He's like, yo, we should go to Niagara right now, Craig. Every idea he brings up to Craig. Craig's like, no. No, we're not doing that. No, you should go find somebody else. Even Anil's like, yo, what's going on? Anil's like, yo, I thought this guy was pressing you. I was about to come over and crack him. I'm like, you can't come and crack.
That's what I was going to say is that he went up. I think you were the third person he approached. He was like, yo, you don't want to do the pod?
Yeah. So again,
like, I like painting people with a mystique, whether they deserve it or not. And all of my friends do. So that's a plus.
Yo,
but I like to paint you with the same brush that I paint
him. I'm happy that I met him because now when I know the day do comes, we do hang out. Yes, yo, we owe us a barbecue. Screw you. First of all, everybody was like, yo, why are we not hanging out at Craig's place? And I'm like, yeah, okay, that's a thing. Oh, that's a thing, right? Now that I've met him, it's good. I can get ready because I like to indulge in shenanigans. I'll pull his card. I'm like, you're fucking lying. You could never do that.
Yo, egg
and he's like, what? We'll leave right now.
Yo, right now.
Atlanta, right now. Right yeah. Now. Yeah. Well, right. He told the story way better with the numbers of what they were betting on and all that. Yeah, that was really cool. But he seems like a really cool guy. I felt bad I didn't shout him out enough, man. Right? A lot of people were like, came up to me and they were like, yeah, Craig never told you about me. And I'm like, yeah, cousin number four, right? He loves you all. He loves you all. All right. That now we can get back to the previous scheduled program.
Craig, I think that the second attempt on Trump was not publicity, but that's just my mindset, is that this to me seemed more at home with the narrative, is that the one on the campaign trail with the lazy shooter on the roof who couldn't make the high school team, who was, I don't know, half a kilometer away from your most elite, with the fucking Secretary of Defense who shit the bed, just totally shit the bed.
Yeah.
This to me is more like how you'd get your boy, is like, yo, he's on the golf course. This is his in-betweens, not making his stops. You got him right where you want him. I feel like that one was a little more genuine than the first. But where you're explaining it, I like the devil's advocate side of things.
Yeah, I dig a little more deep in. I forgot, I can't, my memory's shot, as you know. I can't come up with homeboy's name off the top, but he's been on news. He's been on TV a couple times. He's been trying to recruit people for Ukraine.
Okay.
I've seen the videos where he's like, yo, I've been out here for weeks, and there's just like only 8 people. He's telling the news like, where the fuck are the people to sign up for war, to die?
Oh,
and he's like, I made a song. He sent a song to like Bruno Mars. He's trying to do like, he was trying to do a We Are the World
for you, Ukraine.
So, then someone pinched me and was like, bro, obviously this is a Fed plant, bro.
Okay.
Get the guy that's super hardcore.
Yeah.
Because he's like, yo, Trump, sorry, Trump's not like Trumpy enough for you. Craig, I just sent you something there. I want you to check it out. You read way better than me. I was wanting to just take a look at it. I want you to read what is, if you get a chance to read what the Sun said when he got interviewed about your dad trying to kill former and could be possible future president of the United States. And it was just so interesting because it's the first time, back to what you're saying, with like the upside down flags with the
oh, he got people up in arms.
Yeah, you know, with the upside down flags with the, this is to stay off my property, right? Where it's just
like, yeah, there's a South Park quote.
Yeah, okay, that's what I didn't want you to, okay, right? So if you want to read, you feel comfortable.
All right, so I'll say it from where you said it.
Yeah, me,
so.
Read it as like you're him, if you can.
Later, in a rambling text,
yeah.
Ruth appeared to justify his father's actions. I hate this game every 4 years, and think that we all do. And if my father wants to be a martyr to how broken and disassociated the process has become from the real problems and practical solutions, then that's his choice. I'm not saying that's what he's done or what he's about. That's just my own rant, being fed up with it for all my entire adult life, he wrote. South Park said it best. You know they damn did. Every 4 years, we're forced to choose between a turd sandwich and a giant douche. And it all says, fucked in the same ways by different degrees. And we're exhausted and embarrassed by it all. Damn.
This is crazy.
That's pretty heavy right there.
He's like, damn right he did it. And I shot his little dog too. It's just so wild, bro. This can't be real. For the past 2 weeks, I've been looking at life, changing the channel, and it's the same thing. I have 1,000 channels on my live TV.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing every channel.
It's all,
and I'm such a crackhead. I keep changing the channel, expecting one of these 1,000 channels is gonna have something good, and nothing shows up. Craig, it's same rewind. How does you try to? And well, Alex Jones apparently was right, because I know I watched this video when he was crying, and
fair.
He's like, "Yo, they're gonna try and kill him again." I told you guys. Yeah,
kill him like that.
He's the guy. If he dies and like from poison, even if he did it himself, I'm like, "Yo, feds did it." We're not playing. The feds did it.
Fair.
Mm.
No, I still stick with the original statement. I think that I thought the first one was the whole PR run, and I thought they were going to carry that out. And I saw it firsthand. I saw the fucking t-shirts down there printed of like him. It literally said legend. Legends.
You know what's terrible?
Just with the fist, though.
Is it bad that I would buy some of those and bring them back to sell? Does that... Am I spreading?
What's that called? Fear mongering? No.
Am I spread? But do you get what I'm for? Some would some people look at it that way?
Yeah, of course.
I'm like, I see it as a joke.
No, in Canada.
But I'm selling it to like Trump supporters.
In Canada, Trump's antics have spilled over. For those of you that are outside of the borders, for those of you that are loyal U.S. listeners, for those of you that are overseas listeners,
yeah.
Whether you're invested in these politics or not, Canada has always been known for. America would not know what Canada's politics are like. If you've asked probably, 10 Americans who the prime minister is, maybe 1 in 10, 2 in 10 would know. And they would just be kind of like off the cuff. 9 out of 10 Canadians could tell you what's going on in American politics. It's something that we follow very closely. Yeah, it's
very polarized.
Maybe low key, we kind of want to be like that because there's that patriotism.
Do we?
There's a patriotism.
Nah, I think we got, I think can, no, our no, patriotism is about tank. Like just making sure we're nice and we can help out.
Nah,
I find Trump's type of patriotism is it when it shows up here, it's just strictly, yo, I can say what I want. I'm not actually doing anything to make society better.
No consequences.
People have a big issue with just, oh, I can say what's on my mind now. Great. But there's no one has any action. No one has any plan of how to, or even in within their lives, decide to make the city. So say I'm friggin' Redneck John, okay? I'm Redneck John. God damn, niggas coming on the building that wall. Love that. Am I going to go down to City Hall? I'm like, you know what? This is what we do. We speak to their government, figure out what their issues are, and maybe we can, instead of spending the $1 million here,
we can land on a peaceful solution.
Give them the money to probably better the infrastructure or something, work out something. I'm just saying, that's what it comes, because I've seen this a lot with, I've been diving into something called access journalism. That's something else. Separate. Okay. Going on with what's going on with Sony and the new PlayStation that's coming out versus... Ooh. Concord costing $500,000.
That topic. Wayne, this one. Why didn't you put that on the docket?
It's because it's there. It's there. Don't worry. But it's just understanding that some facets of it. What's my thought there?
I don't think that's the case, man. Like, I think we're super involved with American politics, fam. Super, super involved with American politics.
Yeah,
like,
but people don't want, I don't see anybody wanting to fix shit, Craig.
No, but when I see people get passionate about a debate, I don't see people get passionate. I'm not a heavy political person in my personal life. You know what I mean? Like, but when people talk about the American politics, especially with a Trump, he's like a firecracker where people, if you support him, you're either super hated or supported by a group that's like loyal to a fucking fault. You know what I mean?
Am I allowed to be intrigued by him?
Of course you can. Of course you can.
Without being like,
Zane, if you came out on this podcast and said fucking Trump 2024 and we hung a fucking MAGA flag,
whoa.
Whatever the fuck you want to do, that's your choice. That's why we live in a democracy. That's why we live in a democracy.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that right there, me and you would have had more conversations about that than we have about our own home soil. 100%. There's very little topics that are going to overshadow.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
There's very little topics that are going to overshadow that. So for people to talk about Trump and Harris or, you know, Clinton when he ran last time and the capacity they do in Canada, American politics weighs very heavy. It affects us directly and indirectly. The value of the dollar is an automatic reflection of how things are going between the two states.
That's true.
Between the two,
and
they
are saying, depends on what goes on here.
Big yo,
it's gonna be a rocky for us with the tariffs and stuff like that coming
in. You know how expensive y'all shit be when I go down there.
Y'all need to relax, yo. Fall back, damn, yo. Bro.
But yo, honestly, politics is always gonna be a heavy talking point for people.
Yeah,
and I think that everyone loves a spicy story. No one loves boring politics. And it's unfortunate because the boring politics probably diving deeper into the shit you want and you need. But a healthy is the wrong word. Heated debate, a lot of shit talk, that tends to grab all the attention from the media and the listeners at the end of the day.
You think they're going to try again?
With who, Trump?
Yeah.
To run?
Hill.
Is there a third assassination attempt?
Because after a while, I'm going to be like, you're all right, dog.
Right?
It's getting...
It'll lose its magic.
But that's what's scary.
Right.
Could you imagine us not being...
He's like, I know.
Because remember, look at that guy. Look at what that guy said about his dad trying to kill somebody. Right? If he's just like, yo, every 4 years, we do the same bullshit. At least somebody should... Just think of the... He was desensitized. He's one, desensitized to the culture. He's two, desensitized to politics.
Right.
Desensitized to the caring of human life.
Yeah.
Literally, he's like, he grabs his group. He probably had plastic bags in his head going back to his house to lock up back in his cave.
There's a third.
Past his keep off my property sign.
Okay. Now, I'm just going to follow up. Third attempt within a time frame? Is there like in general? Are you saying ever? Or are you saying in the election? If you stay within the election, I say.
Okay, fine. Within the election, no?
No. What do you think?
I say yeah.
You think another one?
I'd say something stupid. Maybe it's going to be like a car or something. Or
someone's going to come at him.
It might not be.
Like he's kissing a baby and the baby's got a knife.
Fuck.
We taught little one-year-old Billy over here.
Billy's like, yo, every 4 years we go through this. I'm sick of this
shit. Take that.
Yeah. They did say Coco Melon's rotting the baby's brains. Craig, do your research. You're going to be a father eventually. Yeah, because they're saying that Coco Melon is having it doesn't expand on the vocabulary.
No.
It stays in like a strict color palette, strict theory.
Words,
bro, the stories I've seen where the people in the daycare are like, they put Coco Melon on, all the kids turn, they stop chewing, and everybody just turns to them. Everybody just stops, everything, stop chewing, stop breathing, turns to the TV. Now, the people that run Coco Melon are like, yo, listen, we ain't here to raise y'all fucking kids, okay?
Yo, like...
Right? Which is, that's the double-edged sword on that, where the parents are, all the parents that are writing big articles of like, I'll put my hand in front of Tommy, he'll never see me. I'll call and clap, he'll just go out of, and they're selling themselves out on how kind of trash parents they are because you're now telling the world that I've let the TV raise my kid, and now it's too late.
I can't get him back.
I'm saying it's linked to speech impediments.
Oh, but fuck.
Can't evacuate. Woman's like, yo, after I change it to something else with more words.
They're not in.
They started talking within a week of it. It could be all coincidence, right? But I just say this to say this. Craig wanted great news. I tell Craig, there ain't none of it coming today. Look, listen, man. Craig, I was this old when I found out people are still using pagers.
I just heard about this yesterday.
Craig, do you...
I had a pager.
You had a pager? You had a
pager? I did.
Okay. Can you explain it for people who don't know? And there's somebody out there that doesn't know. Craig, tell them all about it.
So a pager is like a...
Or a beeper.
Or a beeper, if you want to call that. Is essentially...
It was the lamest piece of technology.
Let's call it that. So if you could route a pager or beeper to your phone, right? And I could text you a message... Or it would just show you that I missed a call. So it was like pre-answering machine, pre-voicemail,
I never understood
pre-text.
I know you could have, I would have called, the pager had a number.
Yes.
I could have called the pager.
Yes.
It would just show that, yo, Zane's calling you.
Correct.
And you're like, oh, I got to call Zane.
I got to call Zane back. Let me get the parents' pay phone.
It was the first version of cell phone.
Yeah, it was like voicemail, text, kind of a hybrid.
And you can call your pager and hear the message?
Yeah, no, could you? No, it didn't work that way. It just strictly gave you the number that you got to ring.
Then that came into the two-way pager.
Exactly.
Then that became the phone.
That was kind of... See,
where was like
SMS / voicemail.
Remember that? Holla back, youngin.
Right.
When you had the flip sidekick phone.
Right.
So the pagers back then were like little mini Game Boys. They were fly.
They were.
The two-way pagers were fly.
I loved having a pager.
It was a vibe.
It was a vibe.
It was a flex.
It was a flex.
Yeah.
So my first pager was essentially like... I used to hang out a lot after school. I wouldn't go right home, right? So, but I also had a lot of extracurriculars. You know, I was playing sports.
Selling drugs.
Playing sports. And my parents said, you know what? Take this. And this way I can at least reach you in some degree. I didn't have a cell phone yet. I just had a pager.
So
essentially, you know your home phone number.
Craig's like, easy with the privilege talk, Zane.
So you remember your numbers back then. And if your home paged you, you know, you got to either go home or you got to contact the Dukes, right?
Yeah.
But again, I didn't use that. 1 year is what I give it. 1 year is what I remember for the pager.
All I thought it was just drug dealers that had pagers.
So my first weed dealer. So my first weed dealer, you would input your number and you would have a code so he'd know it's you calling. That was
You're 17. He's
my homeroom, me and White Bread, yo. Our homeroom was 007. It was so funny. It was like James Bond, right? So we'd link up and with the dealer, he said, yo, call me and page 007. And that way I know it's you that's coming through to grab. Meanwhile, this dude's like fucking 30 and we're like 15 trying to cop a fucking dime, you know what I mean?
The good old days.
And sure enough, you dial 007 and this man say, yo, come through. You'd come through and he'd hook you up, you know what I mean? But it was very short-lived for me. Pager era lasted way longer than when I used it. Wow. So now, if you are in Palestine, pagers are still existent. So these probably died out in Let me do my math here.
Hold on, this one. It wasn't Palestine. These things happened, or was it in Lebanon?
Was it Lebanon?
I'm getting mixed up because now
I don't want to get no flag.
They're beefing with Lebanon too, so it's kind of a thing. I think Lebanon was saying, "Yo, this is an act of war." Right.
Really?
Yeah, because it wasn't going against Hamas. It was going against Hezbollah, I think, now, right? So they're going against the other ops, right? You know, Israel's doing what Puffy did.
You're starting from the middle of the story.
I'm so sorry, Craig.
You're starting from the middle of the story here.
Okay, this is how the story started.
We know what pagers are now.
What happened was, you're right.
People still use them.
Yes, people still use them in a lot of other countries. A lot, right? And it turns
out
that...
non-drug related things.
Yeah, for life, living.
Everyday things.
Right? Now it turns out that the article shows up on my TV, ta-da, bam. Israel has exploded cell phone pagers all across, wounding so much and killing so many.
Yo.
Then you think to yourself, and you're like, I said to myself, I'm like, even if it's true, why would you tell us that my phone can blow me up? That's my Craig. That's my problem. It's like the cats, they don't even care. There's no cat in the, there's no bag.
No.
The cats live. They're all around the street.
That's it.
They're shitting, scratching up all the furniture.
That's it.
The fact that they don't even care to finesse this.
No, there's no way.
They're trying to nice it up like, oh, we Hezbollah, they ordered pagers from a company from Taiwan. Funny. and they implanted the explosive device there or through that from them to there.
Yes. So direct to.
Yeah. Now I'm mad that I bought from IKEA a furniture and somehow IKEA let my ops put a bomb in it.
Oh, 100%.
I'm swinging at everybody 100%. Right now.
That's some shistiness on another level.
Now we're not granted. I'm sure they're justified in their means in killing these bad people, but we also know there are a lot of innocent people that died as well.
Yo, the repercussions there, like the what's it called? Not the art of war. What's the
Geneva Convention?
Yeah, to some degree that. Yeah,
like law. It's like exactly. Yeah, where it's like, you. Yo, we can be
written and unwritten,
but let's not start eating.
Thank you.
Dogs and
Thank
cats.
You. The conditions of war. Exactly. It's like, yo. Let's be civilized throughout this conflict somehow, some way. I feel like that taints the lines a little bit right there. Like the fact that innocents get caused, like war has evolved. It is very evolved in the modern century.
Yeah, you've seen the drone videos.
Yeah.
A lot of wars fight with drones.
Facts.
And these guys are
bumping. They're still hitting the wrong people, right? But True. The fact that it's evolved to where it's at now, pagers, bro. Really? Pagers? Like, you guys are infiltrating. You guys are on some crazy...
It's some fly shit, though. You gotta admit.
Do you think?
It's some fly shit, Craig. Because that means I can get you, bro. That means I can get you.
Yo, imagine, though.
That is crazy. And that... Could you imagine those pages going out to other countries that...
Exactly. That may not have been in conflict.
Right?
Now I'm just thinking about it, like...
Imagine the kids that are like, yo, I always play with my dad's pager when I see it.
Me and you are on the proverbial block, and it's not even a block at this point because these people are using it for everyday uses, so this ain't even taking out no menaces, and all of a sudden,
yeah.
Yo, I get the fucking...
It's probably Mom Dukes. Ta-da! You're
done. Fucking done, bro. That's how you create fucking lifelong blood. Like, that's... That conflict ain't going nowhere.
So we're saying the war... This war is getting worse.
That's some greasy tactics right there.
Also here, someone's like, yo, when they have like surplus of ammunitions, they got to be like, yo, we need to start a war to sell this shit. Mm-hmm. Everything is business, I hear, apparently, guys. As sad as it is, everything is business. Think about it. Wouldn't you rather spend, no offense to the Ukraine, just hear me out, you guys. Hear me out. If we can spend... $10 billion on our society to build more housing and more
highways,
more infrastructures for mental health to help people. Your society gets better, and then they'll do whatever the hell you want because it's nice here, right? If I gotta see videos of people fishing in lakes, in rivers for salmon, when I don't have a license, but because people didn't really explain to them that they. I could be mad at these people for fishing in the lake without a license and not knowing.
Right.
Or am I going to be mad at the country failing to not explain to them, yo, you can't really do that?
When I look at global conflict, I think that Israel and Palestine is a very lopsided battle, being that the world's view, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, Israel compared to Palestine. Israel is a very first world country.
Yeah.
Palestine is very considered second world, third world.
Third world,
a little
yeah.
bit behind in the
top. Before I came to Canada, I've been watching Beef Bowl Gaza.
They're still
and
throwing
it's only
each
so
other.
Big, right? So you know the plight is going to stretch out.
It's like if...
The sorrow, the famine, the depression is going to spread. Like it doesn't... Not because the fighting can happen 10, like 50 kilometers, 100 kilometers up the block.
Right.
But those people are here now on my ends, and then it's just strife all around. Right?
It's like if we were to take the GTA, it's like Toronto, and then all of a sudden, I'll just pick a random one. Let's say Markham isn't up to speed. Toronto's on the up and coming. We're on the boom, and Markham is a little bit behind in the times, and all of a sudden, you're picking on Markham like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you're Israel, and you're so advanced, you know, you got an Iron Dome, you've got... all these, you know, Mossad, you got all these advanced tactics, and you're resorting to rigging these pagers with fucking C4 or whatever the fuck you're doing. It seems like such a low blow
yeah.
to an already existing conflict where it seems unnecessary to me. Like, unless there was a report that a major person was taken down or you've thwarted some, I don't know, like you've thwarted something, but none of that. It was just seems to me like civilians are getting hit. It's more or less a fuck you to them. That's not the way to pull it.
What did I say? The ends don't justify the means.
I feel that way too. I feel that way too, bro.
It's like probably just the biggest statement ever.
You can't pull a sympathy card properly in conflicts like these. So if we were to compare it to the Ukraine and Russia conflict, I feel like they're very even battlegrounds where like they don't have the most up to date. Technology, right?
Yeah, they're again, not fighting, I heard like they dropped the age. the largest UAV bomb
ever.
Yeah,
recorded.
Saw the video of it too.
I feel like they're very.
It's like a pocket nuke, bro. So they're
like,
turning
wars
up.
Not supposed to be fair, but if you're looking at it from the country to country and who you're really, if you're looking at,
you're right. I can't. Yeah, it's like, yo, do I really need to think about your... Why are we in this to begin with? We're in here to fight.
You know?
So for me to be like, nah, Lauda Flute supplies it. Nah, fuck that.
Yeah.
The beef ting, yeah, dog.
That's a little bit extra right there.
That's crazy. Oh, man. Okay, Craig. Enough. Let can we go into... Okay.
Let's end
no bullets in this one.
None of them.
No bullets. No bloodshed.
All right.
The pockets might be leaking, though.
A little bit.
Okay, so... Like I alluded earlier on, Sony releasing the new Sony Pro.
PS5 Pro.
Now, back in the day, used to call it the Slim.
Correct.
Slim was the name, right?
Correct.
Right? And then they bumped up to Pro. Pro became the thing, the second one with a buy. Now it's overpriced, right? My boys have been trying to force me to get a PC gaming because it seems like I'm the last
one. But they want you to switch to the Master
But it seems race. Like, yeah. Yo. I don't tell them to bring that Master Race. Talk to me still. I feel you see, you're an old school kid, right?
I've not fully made the gap. I've not bridged the gap yet. The PS5 or the PS5 Pro.
Yeah.
You have the PS5, correct?
Yes, I have the PS5.
Correct. Zane has already
I'm upgraded. Fine with that. I'm Zane's fine. Yeah, I've been right? hustling those for a while, right?
Zane has already transcended into the next level of gaming right here.
But it's not that crazy because everybody with a PC, I'm still learning my frames. Like a dude say he's doing over
120.
Like if it's not 130 and up, if it's not 130, you don't want to hear it. And these guys are like top of the top.
Yeah.
So for me, when I hear that number, I gotta contend. That's my bar. That's
right.
My ceiling, right?
Right, right.
So PlayStation is releasing all these things where they're like they're pretty much just giving you it's like how to do the math. It's like they're giving you 30% more PS5, but at a 70% more
markup,
right? So
this one was a bad hustle.
Yes.
The PS5, apparently, if you read into it, the PS5, they do not profit off the consoles. They profit off of the accessories, the controllers.
Yeah, the base is sold separately now from the controllers.
That's a big problem.
A lot of people are saying that there's some strange tax as a joke is going on because of that game I spoke of on the last pod, Concord. It turns out that game was almost just about $500 million to make that game.
No way.
Half a billion. You lost that out of pocket, off of face. So they're saying, rumor might be they drop the PS5 now.
Just to run
just that. To like trying to like deal with stop that bleeding. Because they need to secure right, where they're just trying to they call it the Concord tax. Because a lot of companies are flopping hard with their games. Assassin's Creed with Ubisoft is getting so bad now with Assassin's Creed Japan, where they put the black guy in, and then people start breaking it's gotten so bad where organizations in Japan are asking the government, hey, they're kind of roasting us in this game, not representing us culturally enough, or not enough, but with respect. Accurately. Yeah. To where it's like, you should probably look into this. It's gotten so bad to where we found out that Ubisoft has been hiring, like, they use bots and stuff to change comments to the ratings. They're trying everything to stop the bleeding, and it's getting so bad where it's, they're not even covering up the fact anymore that they hire a guy to speak nicely about the game and attack people for not believing and cutting and doing this, that.
That hits hard because
it's like so racist.
Their biggest base is out of Toronto, or sorry, Montreal.
Yeah.
Sorry, Canada.
Which is true, right? Which, see, we got racists here too, you guys.
That's it. Cultural appropriation. Canada. And where's no face.
Right? So it's a lot of, it's getting really messy because that whole, like, is it, gender equality and higher. I think there's a word for it. I'm not even just talking about just like gender, I'm talking about race and stuff like that, where it's like, now if there's a black guy or black person, they have dreads. They got dreads in it. They have to have dreads.
Really?
Right? They'll put them in a game, they have dreads. If there's a fight scene, hip-hop is on.
Okay,
I might like me some Creed.
What's wrong with that?
I might like me some Linkin Park.
No, that's going to look fucking foul. The new singer? Is that what you're talking about?
Linkin Park has a new singer. I really messing up her voice because her voice is more like soul and melodic.
No. Not stripping around this one.
Yeah, so...
I don't want... No.
A lot of... Gaming is going to change.
What are they supposed to have? Wix?
Yes. You want Wix? You get it. Let's make $50 bet right now. You're getting Wix in GTA.
So if
you're getting Wix in GTA.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. You accept that.
She's so like, if you give me the $20 down payment.
Yeah.
And the pre-order, not only do you get Wix, but instead of a horse, you're driving a Hellcat.
You're driving a Hellcat or Dreams.
I'm driving a Hellcat in Assassin's Creed.
Hold up by Nipsey. Yeah, so a lot of people are cutting the game apart because Assassin's Creed was really, they fly the flag.
Don't like, cancel gaming.
Craig, it's not even that. It's just
I'm buying a Switch.
We have to cancel gaming. I don't know how you're a Nintendo fan. Gaming, Nintendo's suing Powwow, by the way.
I don't care, bro.
Nintendo's the devil.
Nah.
They're up there with TikTok, which I refuse to get. All the people telling me if I want to get this podcast to the next platform, I need to go to TikTok.
Only stereotyping.
I cannot get Craig to post an episode. You think Craig's going to do TikTok? Craig, imagine me and you on the porch.
Oh, God.
I
just bought my first neon sign today. Put it up right now. Make this video. Make this a hit.
Speaking of influencers, yo, Mr. Beast, get off of my ends. I see that giant fucking Beast Games thing you're building up. I downs you up there.
Is he really?
He's building a massive thing there to come up. And he's also getting into other hot waters because he linked up with with Logan Paul and KSI for their prime drinks to make prime snacks or prime snackables or prime feastables.
Oh, my goodness.
Where they're like, yo, when we were kids, Lunchables had the market. So spit the market.
Back this up. Hold on.
So much things.
Cultural appropriation has a spot in video games.
I like that. Craig, thank you.
Does it not? It does. Thank you. Right? Like, cultural appropriation should have a spot in video games.
Representation.
Satire.
But I don't blame, I don't disagree. The problem is the people that are doing it, they're doing it to be like, this is not black enough, but they're the wrong person to say that. For example, I think in Spider-Man, they put like the Cuban flag, but it was a Puerto Rican flag.
Oh, fuck.
It was like a Cuban community, but it's a Puerto Rican flag. What was a Cuban community, but it was
can't make everybody.
Yeah. Happy. But still, you can't fuck that shit up. Because when you do stuff like that, that means you're pandering. And that's what all these companies do. I'm going to hire a company like Sweet Baby Inc. to come in to tell us how less racist and less sexist we are. It worked for them too to do that.
Episodes.
Right? To where we're like, we're going to bring an advisor in to tell us that how racist we are and how sexist we are. When
we're trying to top that cringe meter.
I'm telling you, right?
I don't feel like video games should be cringe, man. This should be exempt from that. Like, okay, if you want to rate your shit 18A and R and whatever, cool. But like, video games has to maintain an innocence. And cultural appropriation can fit within that innocence. I feel like Assassin's Creed, as an example, yes, it can piss a lot of people off, right? Whose story are you telling?
Like, so you're like, you know what? You're fine. Asses. You're fine with the sailor arc of the story being like a pirates are Somali and they're black or whatever. Like culturally, they do that. So like, I'm rocking. Back in the day, they were like big ship merchants and stuff. Good, we're rolling.
There's some
If the Vinci man is some small boat fisherman, he drinks rum.
Done.
I'm rolling, and he's wadded cracking bottles. Done. Man's head. We're rolling.
There's some kid out there with a dream.
Right, I think that's now what it comes down to, where games are getting so current day.
Yeah.
They're getting so bogged down with my ideals and my political stance.
I'm not at a museum,
right?
Bro.
No, you're in feudal Japan.
Of what the fuck
I'm on a roof right now trying to be quiet, trying to slice this guy's throat.
Yo.
I don't want to hear Wu-Tang in the background.
Okay, I do.
At sword fight, Wu-Tang play.
100%. I'm wrong. 100%.
We support this message.
Yes. Like, cultural appropriation has to be accepted to a certain degree. Like the whole culture, I think that's culture what shit, bro.
It's
like,
happening to this game called Dragon's Dogma 2, where they're like, the sliders are more so fixated on sexuality.
Okay.
Where more so than where the slider for the booty cheeks, it's none. Like from 1 to 100, nothing happened. It goes in. Right, so you see where they're like, yo, we can't hypersexualize. Let's fight about this girl having jiggle physics on her butt cheeks. It's like, it's okay.
No,
some butt cheeks jiggle.
Yes, it's gonna water down the shit.
Yeah, you know what'd be good? Make the titties sag and make the ass sag in the game as the time goes on. And their character gets older. Wanna be serious? Good. No one wants to play a fat chick in a game. Craig, are you picking the fat chick in the game?
Nope.
Are you ever picking the slow, lumbering character in the game?
No, I don't want to see.
Look at some game. Same like Concord and stuff. Some of these designs they have where it's just like, oh, we'll get a biracial, bisexual black chick, but she's wearing Jordans and she's fast.
Nah, B. Come on. She has certain character traits. Let's be honest.
Craig's like, yo, a little racism is fine.
In gaming,
a little tinge. That's what's funny. That's what's funny. Because you hear it in Grand Theft Auto does it tastefully.
Yes, they do something. They keep
where
they keep
the argument is a dynamic where you get it, where it might be a gardener arguing with some rich white dude about he's not paying that price for his lawn.
Right.
I get it.
I don't want to see gaming get affected by all this, man. I think there's so many isms out there, man. And on the Hidden Six, we fight the isms to the nth degree. Like, we talk
too many
about
isms.
That.
Is that my next sweater?
Yeah, fam. Too many isms. Bro.
I have my Ozempic Halloween costume. I already told you.
No.
Yeah, it's gonna be just wear a crew neck.
Are you going to a Halloween party?
I'm gonna be in school then. I got another semester starting soon, so I think I might link up with some knuckleheads. If not, it's already something I'm gonna be wearing.
We're looking at Halloween parties, but I think we are underqualified.
When you say underqualified, as in
At boat parties, soca parties.
Oh, okay.
The whole bit, and I'm like,
oh, I forgot who your age. I forgot who your head of festivities is.
Comfortable in this.
Why not?
I think that I'm a little too old for these things.
You old for Halloween parties, Craig?
I have not dressed up for Halloween since I was like 14. Bro.
I think if your girl made you dressed up to go, you'll go. You'll do it.
The last time, I went out.
If I want to get Craig to do something, I know a short. I'm going to start using that shit more.
The last time I went out for Halloween, I remember this to a T. My boy wore no mask. He was Korean. And he said he was Japanese for Halloween. So see, this is how far we've come, people.
Dude, that's funny.
Because
that's their beef. It's like when the white guys like to at work. Okay, I had a joke where I'm fighting with a Jamaican guy that's mixed. And he's shitting on me saying I'm not like Island Man or Hood Enough, right?
Yeah.
Then I'm like, bro, you're in the house. I'm in the fields, right? A lot of people get there laughing. I'm watching the white dudes. Craig's like, stop, HR. Then I'm going off. Then the African guy comes out and he's like, yeah, you know, no. And I'm like, yo, you're the factory. You're from the warehouse.
Right.
We're Kirkland brand.
Facts.
You're from the motherland. You came out of the fact. You're patent. We're Kirkland brand black folks. We're hand-me-founds, right? They love that shit. But it's funny when you watch the other way. You seeing a, what is his Chinese?
Yeah, he was Korean. Korean,
and he's saying, I'm Japanese. So, did he pull that off throughout the night?
Oh, yeah. No one has said shit to him.
Because who dare, how dare you?
How dare you?
Want to show how racist you are?
Nobody said
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's like you telling me I can't say the N-word. I'm still against that.
Showing up with a mask, and all of a sudden this one dude just has the audacity to show up fucking plain Jane.
What was your mask, Obama?
I don't remember. Don't even remember.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck. Halloween's coming up, y'all. That's what we're trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few things to do out in the city right now. We like to pretend that it's a Toronto-based podcast.
Did I miss Louis Blanche? Sorry.
It's October 5th.
Okay, good. I gotta try.
I got you.
Art crawl this weekend.
Is there?
And I always see this thing Sunday morning. Oh, today's the last night. Oh, like take my daughter.
Coming up. Yeah. We got some.
You gonna go? Thinking about it?
Not big on Nuit Blanche.
You're not big on walking?
I don't take enough drugs. Yeah, I feel like
we can have. Stop in any corner store and get liquor whenever you want.
Facts.
And there's a lot of Hasty Mart at the convenience stores going downtown. I liked it because when I went downtown and I saw just how big the exhibits are,
yeah,
I was like, yeah, this is a good night.
I found this art. So the AGO has this event going on, and it's called the Art to Art. Essentially, you get a heart monitor for your experience at the art gallery, and based on your heart rate, they will tell you what your color palette is. They will tell you what you spent the most time, what piece of art you were looking at the most.
Feds, Craig.
This is not feds.
They're selling your data. My heart rate? That's too much. Actually, I like that. That sounds pretty cool.
Sounds pretty dope.
What was your shit?
We haven't gone.
Ah.
Coming up.
I want to see if it was real.
Coming up.
Okay, let me know. Keep us posted then.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, keep us posted, man.
Thinking about it.
Oh, Craig, my weekend's not over yet, and my week just started, man. I've been thinking to cut things back. It's not working. I got some ice cream coming your way eventually.
Okay.
My mom has been going crazy with homemade ice cream.
Okay.
And it's been really good, so next time I hook you up with a batch. Where can they find us, Craig?
Oh, man, that's easy. You better get on your fucking browser right now.
Uh-huh.
Listen, you bitch. You better get on your browser right now.
This cup is so cool.
You could be on YouTube. You could be on Spotify. You could be on many of these platforms.
Apple, Google.
And I'm going to spell it out for you right now.
iTunes.
You could put on the Hidden Fix at THE. That's the HIDDENSIX. No Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
The Hidden Six. THEHIDDENSIX. It's where you can find us on all of your streaming platforms.
I had 1,001 songs going up in my head. 1,000 bobbles of baby all in the wall. 1,000 bobbles.
You know what song's been bumping in my head? What? I hate to say it. You know, there's a song called Diddy, the D, the I, the D, the D, the Y. But it's literally everything is the D, the D, the D, the D, the D.
The internet is going to internet, man. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for coming back and listening to us as we get in our schedule program.
Yeah, tell a friend, man. We got lots to talk about out here. We hope to see y'all out and about. Plenty of festivities going on. We're going to catch y'all in the next one. Peace. Man.